Most accelerators have the same entry requirement: bring a startup, bring a team, bring an idea, bring traction, ideally all three. Y Combinator wants to see founders who've already built something. Techstars wants to see a problem you've validated. 500 Global wants signals of product market fit. Entrepreneur First doesn't want any of that. It wants you alone, maybe with a vague sense that you want to start something, maybe with nothing more than a technical skill and the willingness to quit your job. Submit an application describing who you are, not what you're building. If you get in, EF will match you with a stranger, give you a stipend, and expect you to form a company from scratch in 12 weeks. The model sounds insane. It has produced over 600 companies, a combined portfolio valuation above $16 billion, and some of the most interesting startups in Europe. It has also produced a lot of broken co-founder relationships and people who spent 3 months of their life building something that went nowhere. Both things are true. Phase, duration, what happens, gate. Apply 2 to 4 weeks, submit personal application, no idea needed, -2-3% acceptance. Form 12 weeks, co-founder matching plus idea formation must match by week 8. Investment committee 1 week, pitch the idea to EF partners, must pass IC. Launch 12 weeks, build plus prep for demo day pitch. Post demo day, ongoing, fundraising support, $2-7M typical round. If you match and form a viable idea, you present to EF's investment committee. This is the second major filter. The committee doesn't just evaluate your idea, they evaluate whether you and your co-founder can work together under pressure. Roughly 60% of matched pairs pass IC and move to launch. Phase 2, launch, weeks 13 to 24. The launch phase is where EF looks more like a traditional accelerator. You get $50,000 to $250,000 in pre-seed funding, typically $80,000 for -8% equity, cloud credits from AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud, and access to EF's network of investors and operators. Since October 2023, all launch participants must relocate to San Francisco for this phase. Demo day at EF is structured differently from YC or Techstars. Instead of pitching to a room of 300 investors in one shot, EF runs a series of smaller, curated investor meetings over several weeks. The approach is more surgical. EF matches your specific company to the specific VCs most likely to write a check. Companies that come out of EF's launch phase typically raise $2 to $7 million within a few months of demo day. Some raise more. Tractable raised a $25 million Series B, Clio raised a $44 million Series C. But those are the top end, and they're not the norm. Related, Techstars versus Y Combinator. Which accelerator is right for you? What the portfolio actually looks like. EF has produced some genuinely impressive outcomes. The portfolio spans AI, fintech, crypto, biotech, climate, and hard tech, the same diversity you'd expect from individually recruiting scientists, engineers, and domain experts rather than selecting for a specific market thesis. Company, sector, notable milestone, EF cohort. Tractable, AI insurance, $1 billion plus unicorn, SoftBank backed 2014. Clio Fintech, $44 million Series C, 4M plus users 2016. Magic Pony Technology, AI video acquired by Twitter for $150M, 18 months after founders met at EF 2015. Sunantic, AI voice acquired by Spotify, 2022, 2021. Permutive AdTech, SoftBank-backed, Series C 2015. Aztec, blockchain privacy, A16Z-backed, Ethereum privacy 2018. Omnia, procurement, first-round capital-backed, 2022. MagDrive, space propulsion, founders fund-backed, 2020. Magic Pony Technology is the story EF tells most often, and it's the best argument for the model. Two people who didn't know each other met at EF in 2015, started working on AI video compression in London, and sold the company to Twitter for $150 million 18 months later. That kind of outcome is rare, but it's the kind of thing that can happen when you assemble very smart people in a room and force them to start companies. The portfolio valuation of $16 billion across 600-plus companies works out to roughly $26 million per company on average. That's not bad for a portfolio where most companies are less than 5 years old. But averages hide the reality. A handful of companies drive the vast majority of the value. The catch, where EF breaks down. The talent-first model has real structural weaknesses, and anyone considering EF should understand them upfront. The conversion problem. Only 20 to 30% of EF participants raise VC funding after the program. Most others take jobs, start something independently, or go back to their previous careers. The 600-plus companies EF claims includes everyone who passed IC and incorporated, not everyone who raised institutional money. If you go through EF and don't find a co-founder, or find one but can't raise, you've spent 3 to 6 months with no salary and a potentially expensive lesson. The equity question. EF takes roughly 8 to 10% of your company for the $50,000 to $250,000 pre-seed investment. For context, YC takes 7% for $500,000. EF's deal is more expensive both in absolute equity percentage and in valuation terms, because your company at the EF stage has zero revenue, zero users, and often zero code. You're giving up a significant piece of something that doesn't exist yet. Accelerator, equity taken, investment, stage required. Entrepreneur first, tilde 8-10%, $50,000 to $250,000 pre-idea, individual. Y Combinator 7%, $500,000 prototype plus team. Techstars 6-10%, $120,000 MVP plus team. Co-founder divorce. The 8-week matching process is designed to be fast, and it works, most people find someone. But a relationship formed in 2 months under artificial pressure is not the same as one forged through shared hardship over years. Some pairs survive. Many don't. When co-founders split post-EF, it's usually messy because EF requires a 50-50 equity split at incorporation. Undoing that later is painful and sometimes impossible. The SF relocation requirement. Since late 2023, EF requires all launch stage participants to relocate to San Francisco. For European founders, EF's original core demographic, this is a significant ask. It increases costs, complicates visas, and fundamentally changes who the program is for. The move made strategic sense, US investors write bigger checks, but it narrowed EF's pipeline. Related, the dark side of accelerators, what nobody tells you. Who should apply? EF works best for a specific type of person, technically strong, early enough in their career that they can afford 6 months of risk, and lacking a specific idea or co-founder. If you're a senior engineer at a FAANG company with a startups in general itch but no specific startup in mind, EF is designed for you. If you're a PhD who wants to commercialize research but has never talked to a customer, EF will force you to try. EF does not work well for experienced founders who already know what they want to build, operators with deep domain expertise who should raise on their own terms, anyone who can't afford to be without income for 3 to 6 months, or people who need structured mentorship. EF is lighter on mentorship than Techstars or 500 Global. The best proxy for whether EF is right, can you name 3 people who would work with you before you've started? If yes, you probably don't need EF. If no, EF might be the fastest way to find them. The bottom line. Entrepreneur First is the most innovative accelerator model to emerge in the last 15 years. It solved a real problem, the shortage of high-quality technical co-founders, by inverting the application process. Instead of asking what are you building, it asks who are you. That shift unlocked a pipeline of talent that traditional accelerators couldn't reach. The model's limits are structural. 8 to 10% equity for pre-idea funding is expensive. The 20 to 30% conversion rate means most participants don't get the outcome they hoped for. The forced 50-50 split is a time bomb for many co-founder pairs. And the SF relocation requirement has changed what EF is. But if you're a strong individual contributor who wants to start something and doesn't know where to begin, there's no faster way to find a co-founder, get a check, and force yourself into motion. Whether EF makes sense depends entirely on whether you're the kind of person the talent-first model is built for, and the answer takes a lot of honesty. Published on the Bullpen blog. New articles every day at 9 a.m. Universal Time Coordinated.